Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. Folks, just want to remind you, please take the opportunity to go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Download the free app for your iPhone or your Android. You can listen to this program live. You can listen to the podcasts. It does all kinds of other wonderful things. I know you'll enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Joining us now by phone, Kimberly Adams, who's with the Fairfax Education Associate. Kimberly, welcome back to the Union Edge.
Thanks, Charles. Glad to be here today.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate you being with us today. You brought a friend. Please introduce your friend.
Well, I've got my friend Danielle Wilkerson with me.
Hello.
Hi, Danielle.
One of the staff members here.
And my goodness, we're getting a little bit of a feedback there. Are you guys close together on phone lines, or may need to get you to separate just a little bit? But in any case, Kimberly, talk to us a little bit about the Fairfax Education Association and where all you represent teachers and others.
Well, you know, the Fairfax Education Association represents all school employees in Fairfax County. We are what you'd consider wall-to-wall, and, you know, that we're getting into the new school year here, so we're out trying to recruit new teachers and new staff, trying to keep ourselves stronger in numbers and make sure that we're ready for a successful school year for our students.
Fantastic. And, you know, we were just talking in the last segment with Butch Santacola, our pit bull of education. You know, it's got to be more and more difficult because, let's face it, teachers, when they're starting out, aren't really paid, you know, huge salaries by any stretch of the imagination. How do you overcome that?
Well, you know, a lot of districts such as Fairfax are offering a lot of incentives for teachers to come here. There's a lot, you know, a lot of programming that's provided to new teachers. We offer what's called a Great Beginnings program for teachers in their first 1 to 3 years that they can take advantage of. We've worked very hard to make sure that teachers can try to find a place to live when they come into Fairfax County. It's it's not an easy place to find a good rent, and we try to help out there. And there's, you know, loans that teachers are allowed to take from the very beginning, provided by Apple Federal Credit Union that partners with the district so that teachers can get a good start here.
Absolutely. Apple Federal Credit Union, those guys do great work. I've actually had the chance to meet some of them. But, you know, so this is an important thing. You guys are actively recruiting for teachers. So if you're a teacher and you want to teach in the Fairfax area, get a hold of Kimberly. Kimberly, how do we get a hold of you if we're interested in teaching there?
Well, if they want to teach in Fairfax, we'd love to help them get their name in there. They can contact us at www.fairfaxea.org. And certainly they're encouraged to contact Fairfax County Public Schools themselves and start the process through human resources.
And what kind of subjects are you guys looking for to get filled?
Well, I think it's quite a range, and this year is actually the first year that we've seen a shortage in the state of Virginia in elementary education positions. So general teachers in elementary ed has never been a critical shortage, except starting this year we've seen it start to be something that we're looking for teachers even in those elementary classrooms. And, of course, when we're looking for a workforce, we want to make sure we're finding the most diverse and qualified staff. We want to make sure that our teachers are reflecting the students they teach in the classroom. So we want to really have a good base of teachers who are qualified, but who also are able to reach out to some of our high-need schools.
You know, let me ask you a question. You know, we've heard Governor Christie talk about wanting to punch teachers in the face. We've got other people out there that are saying that presidential candidates, no less. I don't know why they're talking about this. we should be taking their lounges away so that they don't have a place to get a cup of coffee. Why would we want to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting article. I read it as well on the comments made by one of our candidates on the Republican side about how the teacher's lounge is really just a place for us to complain. And if we took away the teacher's lounge, maybe they'd stop complaining and they'd realize that they really do have it pretty good.
Well, maybe we should take away the presidential's. No, that's a mess. You know, or how about the congressional cloakrooms? You know, they But that's another story. So
I'm not sure if maybe he had a terrible teacher in his past, or if someone he knows just really hates their job. But I can tell you the teacher's lounge isn't an all day long bitch session.
Yeah, that's probably true. Besides, I'm sure it's probably the only place that you, in the whole school building, that you can get a cup of coffee.
Right.
But a cup of coffee is. I think that's a human right. I'm pretty sure that's, or if not, it should ought to be. But, Kimberly, these are the kinds of things that the teachers face every day. Now, my wife is an industry professional within teaching. She's not in a classroom anymore. But she works very hard to help those that are in the classroom, especially with early childhood education. My question is why would people want to go into a job where, you go out and you get your undergraduate degree, you get your master's degree, you've got the college bills for that, the student loans for that, and somebody's upset that you're asking for pay that's probably equivalent to what they would pay somebody to fix their car.
Right, and we do see that, we're not seeing the qualified applicants because the pay is not commensurate with the job we do and the amount of work it takes to be a good quality teacher these days. But it's also not just about money. It's about professionalism and the working conditions. And, Charles, we have to remember that the working conditions of our staff are the learning conditions of our students. And that is a huge issue for teachers today, whether they feel valued in their buildings. That's a large portion of the teachers who are leaving the profession and finding a district, if they decided not to leave teaching altogether, finding a place where they're respected and have that professional autonomy.
Right, exactly. I've been lucky enough to travel all around the world, and teachers in other places are well respected. They may not be the richest person in the room, but they're well respected. They're admired. The communities are supportive. What's the disconnect here? Is it the politics?
I think there's a bit of that. There's also a lot of this idea that we are afraid of evaluation and accountability. And I don't think that there's any teacher in a classroom today who's afraid of that accountability, but it really has to be a realistic evaluation system. It has to be based in something that's useful to improving your teaching practice. That evaluation and accountability has to focus on the things that teachers need to do for students. And it shouldn't be a gotcha, and it shouldn't be something that says, you've been doing this for 25 years. We don't think you can do it anymore because we've changed. We need to offer the opportunities for those teachers to adapt and to become better in their practice and their craft. They're doing it because they love students. 90% of us go into this because that's what they want to do for our country, for our common good, is to teach our students.
Absolutely. Listen, Kimberly, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
The powers that be are very unhappy with you and me. They're also unhappy with senators like Elizabeth Warren, activist groups like Public Citizen, unions like the communications workers, and, with the majority of us Americans who oppose the establishment's latest free trade scam. Despite its benign name, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a cluster bomb of legalized gotchas. TPP empowers global corporations from Brunei, Japan, Vietnam, and 8 other nations to circumvent and even overturn our local, state, and national laws. Those moneyed elites are upset that rabble like us oppose their latest effort to enthrone corporate power over citizen power. And they're particularly peeved that we've found TPP's trigger mechanism, something called investor-state dispute settlements. That's a mouthful of wonky gobbledygook, isn't it? Indeed, ISDS is an intentionally arcane phrase meant to hide its democracy-destroying impact from us. It would create a system of private international tribunals through which corporations, i.e. investors, could sue our sovereign governments to overturn laws that might trim the level of corporate profits that, get this, they expected to make. These tribunals are not part of our public courts of justice, but are totally privatized, inherently biased corporate courts set up by the UN and the World Bank. A tribunal's judges are corporate lawyers, and they unilaterally decide whether the protections we've enacted for workers, consumers, our environment, etc., might pinch the profits of some foreign corporation. This is Jim Hightower saying Jefferson, Madison, Adams, and the other revolutionaries of 1776 would upchuck at this desecration of our nation's democratic ideals, and so should we. To join today's rebellion, go to stoptpp.org.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, hightowerlowdown.org.
You know how it goes. You're working on a grievance, filling out paperwork, a phone call comes in, somebody's got a problem. You get distracted. When you finally return to your office, there's a stack of messages to deal with. Two people waiting to see you. Pretty soon, that grievance you were tracking, gone. But now there's LaborTrax, the software solution for unions. LaborTrax standardizes and streamlines tracking management and contract compliance. Your work in progress is always at hand. Learn more about LaborTrax at www.labortrax.com.
I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Make more. Teach. Visit teach.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
It's about the work. Work we're proud of. Work that provides the energy that powers America. Work that means our communities are stronger, better, for our families, our neighbors, for everyone. Just like you, members of the United Mine Workers of America are on the job, every day, working hard. It's what we do, and it makes America a better place. The United Mine Workers of America, working families, just like yours.
The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 66, works with builders and contractors to build a better community. Local 66's tradesmen and women have received the specialty training needed to meet the complex challenges of any project, making them the most capable workforce in the region. From schools, highways, and pipeline projects to casinos and arenas, the operating engineers build any job, large or small. For over 100 years, Local 66 has provided superior service that our community can count on. They are your one-stop resource for qualified and productive operating engineers and heavy equipment mechanics. To learn more about the benefits of organized labor and more information about the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, go to www.iuoe66.org. That's www.iuoe66.org.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. It's nice to hang out with you. We appreciate your company. Right now, we're talking with Kimberly Adams, who is a teacher, president of the union, the Fairfax Education Association. Kimberly, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles. Glad to be here.
Appreciate having you here today. And, we've been talking about trying to recruit teachers, and it's a difficult thing. If you just got out of school, chances are you probably owe some money for college tuition. But also trying to, retain teachers is a difficult thing. If you can recruit them, but you can't retain them, that's a difficult thing. It's an expensive process to go through. What are some of the ways that the school districts and the Fairfax Education Association are doing to try and retain teachers?
Well, Charles, we do exceed the national average somewhat in Fairfax County, so we're doing something right. The national average is that 50% of our teachers will leave the profession within 5 years, and that's a huge number of people coming in and going out, a revolving door, if you will. We do provide mentors to all of our first-year teachers. We do make sure that our teachers are given everything they need to be successful. We do a lot of teaming at the grade levels to make sure that teachers are sharing strategies. So we work hard to make sure they feel like they can do the job they've been given to do, and we hope that they stay based on their happiness in Fairfax County.
There you go. It's because my wife is an educator, I get it and I understand. You know, there are constant pressures from the politicians, there's constant pressures from the school district. You get people that buy into this silly rhetoric, oh, teachers are just in it for themselves, which is just, do you know a teacher? I mean, have you ever met a teacher? Have you ever talked to a teacher? Or do you just say these silly things because you want to try and privatize it and make money and off the kids and their education? That's problematic for me.
And we encourage them to join their union because we're stronger together. We do try to educate those politicians on what it's really like to be a teacher. We try to make sure that when they're working on decision-making down in Richmond here in our state, that they have a good idea of what's going to be positive and negative for our school staff members. We do a lot of work letting them know specific bills and specific repercussions from specific bills and how they will affect our classrooms. It's why it's important to be part of the FEA. We represent them at the local, but we also represent them at the state level, and making sure that any mandate that comes down out of Richmond that affects our classroom is going to be vetted thoroughly by the union.
Absolutely. How many teachers does the Fairfax Education Association have?
We represent more than 3,000 teachers, but we represent nearly 5,000 employees.
Absolutely. And you have a strong penetration. Just about everybody's a member, right?
We don't have as strong of a penetration as we would hope or would like. We are a right-to-work state, so that does take away a little bit from our ability to recruit. But we have seen more and more teachers joining in the last few years because they know what its importance is to have a professional association that they're part of, that they understand what the union is doing for them, even at the local level. So, although our saturation among the various unions, there's more than one of us representing teachers here in Fairfax County, we do hold less than 50% of the employees. So there's 36,000 employees, both full and part-time in Fairfax County, and we don't hold 50% of them as two unions.
What in your opinion, I know it's a right to work for less state. It's a difficult thing, and quite honestly, it's shameful because teachers are one of the industry or one of the vocations that's most often devastated because of right to work for less. I mean, right to work for less, there's less taxes available, so that means more kids in the classroom.
It brings it all down to numbers like that. The fewer people that are putting into the pot, the less money there is for all those services we want. And bigger than that, when we're recruiting new teachers, I hate to tell you this, but a lot of them come from Pennsylvania where they know the union is strong and they say, well, where's the union? And so they want to be part of us, and that's a good thing. But they do feel like we may have diminished capacity here thanks to the right to work laws.
Right. But I got to tell you, within the federal government, it's a quote unquote open shop. And it's not unusual for some shops, like our friends with the United States Border Patrol, they have 99.9% penetration. You're always going to get those onesies and twosies. But, for the most part, it's expected. How do we get to that point with you guys?
Yeah, well, we're definitely dealing with a lot of teachers that are new to the profession who, for whatever reason and whatever point they're at in their career, they may feel there's no value to the union. And this is a matter to some degree of upbringing and where teachers are coming from and their history or what they know about the union. And we haven't been, things like a woman's right to be in the workplace while she's pregnant. Those things didn't happen 5 years ago. They happened 15 years ago. And they may not have a basis in why that's important.
Right. And I can tell you about one music teacher that was a huge Christie fan in New Jersey, teaches in New Jersey. Used to run a very large and prestigious high school band who is now, because of what's happened to teachers in New Jersey, walking around in an elementary school with a cart and a bunch of triangles.
Yep.
So, yeah, you got to, I got to tell you, and I say this to people all the time, Kimberly, and you know as well as I do, a third of our members are Republican, a third of our members are Democrats, and a third are independents. But in the immortal words of our friends with the United Mine Workers, vote your job.
Yes.
Vote your job. You know, and it's an important thing, because if you don't vote your job, you may not have a job. And if you don't have a job, nothing else kind of really matters, does it?
And that will be part of our message as we come into this election season. Virginia has an election every year.
Right.
And this year is critical because we elect everyone in our House of Delegates and our state Senate, along with everyone in our local elected positions, such as school board and board of supervisors. So the message is really, truly get out and vote. But then also make sure you vote your job. You vote for the people who understand what you do and the people who show that what you do matters. And, you know, as a union, we're recruiting next week, but part of our message will still be that we educate politicians. And, you know, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, we still meet with them. We still talk to them about our values. And so trying to create and connect those values into the new teaching force and make them understand that we're part of a professional union because it makes us better and stronger. And it's more than just insurance. It's about educating the public and helping our profession to be a positive thought again in people's minds.
Yeah, absolutely. Kimberly, we are getting ready to close up. We got a few seconds left. How do we find out more about the Fairfax Education Association?
Well, we are online. We're actually about to launch a new website next week.
Cool.
But it's at the same web address, www.fairfaxea.org. So looking forward to that next week. And they can always email us, president@fairfaxea.org.
Fantastic. Kimberly, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it very much. Will you do me a favor? Will you stay on the line as we transition into break? I got a question for you guys. And in the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.